Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
If you are prone to anger, then you know something can easily make you angry. Then they are open avenue for some demon. If you are prone to pleasing people, because those are another, and every one of these have been summarized in the scriptures. Pleasing men is a danger, because that is what you see in Samson trying to please men. King Saul trying to please men. Those are if you are prone to that, at least you have a tendency of just trying to be a man pleaser, trying to get favor, or trying to make sure that everybody likes you, then they see somebody they can use. The demons see somebody they can use for something worse than just pleasing men. And that is one avenue that they use to come through into mankind, to bring this their influences. But the same thing, I was talking about that prophet Zedekiah, that how he suddenly didn't realize when the Spirit of God left him. The story went forth thus. King Ahab was going to a battle, and he said, Jehoshaphat came with him and said, well, let's ask God first before we go to this battle. So Ahab the king said, oh, okay. He called all his prophets, 400 prophets, and they came by. Said, shall we go and fight at Ramoth Gilead? Or shall we resist? And they all said the same thing, go, God will give it to you. And they mentioned this particular prophet, Zedekiah, the son of Kenana, that he had a horn with him, means that he was so sure of himself. He was so sure that God speaks to him. But Jehoshaphat knew that something was wrong with all those 400 prophets. And Jehoshaphat wouldn't buy what they are saying. He said, is there no other prophet other than this? And he said, well, there's one man here, Micaiah. I don't like him because he always speaks evil about me. Well, let's go call him. So they call this Micaiah, son of Imlah. In 1 Kings chapter 22, you can read the whole story there. So this man came, and the king said, shall we go against Mount Gilead, or shall we not go? And this Micaiah said, well, go, sarcastically. And he said, well, why don't you tell us the truth? And he said, well, I saw all Israel without a leader. And God said, let them go back to their house. He said, well, and he told them what happened that he saw, that God was going to make Ahab to fall. What I'm trying to get to is why Zedekiah was so angry, this prophet, because he was so sure of himself. He came near Micaiah and gave him a dirty slap on his face. I said, which way did the Spirit of God go to leave me and talk to you? And I thought about that sentence, which way did the Spirit of God go to leave me and talk with you? He was so sure, maybe he was the leader, he was the great man among those prophets. And maybe Micaiah was just one of the rebels that left their group. And he was thinking, if he gets the Holy Ghost or the power of God, nobody else. If he say yes, nobody else should say no. And he said, which way did the Spirit of God go to leave me and come and talk to you? And I thought about that, I said, that man perhaps has been prophesying before through God. He didn't know when he stopped pleasing men. Subtle ways that the devil implemented. Subtle, but he will make them begin to plead, wanted the favor from the king. When you begin to do that, the demons, they are working on the mind. That's all the demons have to do, is to just make this man begin to want favor from the king, or pleasing the king. And very soon, the Holy Ghost can't use him anymore. So if that man was ever prophesying through the Holy Ghost, he didn't know when the Holy Ghost left. And that is the one that just said, wait a minute. That man said, that means that he didn't know when the Spirit left him and was talking to the man that will never please the king. And that king said, I didn't like this one. So that is one of the subtle ways the demons operate. But they operate through the mind, through friends, suggestions. Let me give some example. Suppose you are a business person. You have a business. And some friend just came and said, gee, the way the market is right now, unless you give a kickback to some of these people, you won't get this contract. And you may have to close your job or close your business because there'll be no contract. When that man has just sowed a seed into your mind, maybe you are a believer, you say, no, I will not. And then you begin to see that, hey, nothing is growing, no business, no contract. Everybody's getting contract, you're not getting it. And the thought, the demons, they begin to work on the mind that have just been sowed the wrong seed. That, hey, you better do what they are doing, or you're going to be out of business right now. And that is how they work. They just operate on that mind that I've had. What happened to Eve was similar. The devil didn't stay there and hammer it. We do not know how long after that same serpent came and spoke before she partook of the forbidden fruit. Because they just walk on the mind and begin to say, after she saw, which means she started considering it, and very soon she will act on it. Very soon, if you are not careful and resist, you are going to act on the thought that has been sown. And there, I'm trying to make you see that those are actually the covert way the devil plays and fight his warfare. Covert way. And we have to be careful. And we have to watch and pray. When Christ said watch and pray, I said men pleasers will be one, and these are demons of respectability, is what some people used to call it. That is, they make you feel like you have to respect yourself. No, you can't do that. You are a big man now. Demons that are self-conscious. Very soon you will be not pleasing to God, because what does the scripture say? He that will be a friend of the world will be an enemy of God. So you have to say, I said, those are subtle ways the devil, those demons will operate to make people digress from following the Lord. What about discontentment? If you allow discontentment in your life, that is, there's something you're always discontent, then those demons see opportunity to work, because they will bring ideas first. The demons of jealousy, they pursue those that they can see discontent in their life. Demons of envy. And you know what that can lead to? Murder. Demons of murder. Because they are discontent. But you see, when everybody goes through this up and down sometimes, many human beings, almost believers, sometimes things are not bad, sometimes things are good. And that roller coaster lifestyle that many is emotional things. And that is what those demons look for. Because they are just like flies. They don't have to be in you. They just look like they fly around and say, oh yeah, that's the food. And they try to go near that emotional disorder. Discontent is an emotional thing. Anger, no, those type of things. They are things that they look for and say, okay, they try to amplify that so that there will be some. In fact, there was one brother that gave a dream of how he saw the host of the demons, and he listed the names of their ranks. And he said they would look for open doors. When they see that open door, they just make it wider. Which I used to say, they try to rail in the rope so that the demons that can really kill can come closer. But you see, the same weapon that we have, we kill all of them. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. So you got to have the weapons of God with you. Amen? And there's another living of mankind that can also bring that can be an avenue for those. There is greediness. Greediness and that opportunity. What I'm pointing out, those three things I'm pointing out, are summarized as lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Summarized in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Because discontent is a form of lust of the eyes. What you see, comparing that with yours, that's discontent. You saw that, you compare that with what you have, you're discontent. And it's just an opportunity for the demons to come and amplify, to work on your mind. And that is what we are pointing out to you. Greediness is when you want something for you. You want something for you. You more money, more this, more that. And those demons, they like that too. That's where the demons of stealing come in. When they see that this he has the tendency, he has the potential to want more, more, more. Then the demons of stealing can work on his mind. Well, why don't you take it? Nobody's looking. They prey on a mind that is already having that prone to greediness, or prone towards self-centeredness, that you want, it's yours, you want yours, you want yours to be bigger than everybody else. So that is the lust of the flesh. Let me give an example here. In 2 Kings chapter 6, let me read the story of this man. 2 Kings chapter 6. Second Kings chapter 6, we read the story of Elisha the prophet. When this guy came to him And the guy was Naaman the leper. You remember the story of Naaman the leper? He was a Syrian and he came to Elisha the prophet to be healed. And after he was healed, he went to the river Jordan and dipped himself 7 times and he came out. And he wanted to give money and gifts to Elisha. Elisha said, oh no, I'm not taking any. But look at greediness from the man called Gehazi. He was the servant of Elisha the prophet. Because he was greedy and he wanted more, and he said, no, gee, I've got to go get it from this one. So he sneaked behind Elisha and ran after this Naaman and said, and he lied, because that's what is going to happen. See, my master just sent me and said, well, even though he said no just some minutes ago, some friends just came, we need some of those garments, some greediness. And in the end, we know the story of it. He got smitten by the leprosy that just left Naaman. But that's just an example of what it can lead to. But the demons are working on the mind of that young man. Yes, that's what we are pointing out to you today. Those demons are just trying to work on the mind, and you have to make sure that you guard your heart and guide your mind by the word of the living God. The Bible says we have to renew our mind. Amen? Amen. Renew your mind daily. In fact, it should be daily. Don't think, well, I renewed it last week. You have to do it daily, because the devil is walking 24/7, like a brother used to say. And you have to keep yourself guarded. In fact, Christ said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Praise the Lord. Well, I gave you a story of Adam and Eve. Let's give one story from the New Testament. Let's talk about the story of Ananias and Sapphira. What do you think was that? It's the same demons. They operate on mind. I want to remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5. Verse 1 to 10. We know the story. The people in the first church, they got so energized by the love of God and the life of God, and they said, gee, everybody started selling their properties and bringing to the church, and they distribute to both the poor, everybody. Those who have land, they were selling it. Those who have houses were selling it and bringing the money so that it was being distributed. And these two men, maybe they have the greed, this man and his wife, not the two men, Ananias and Sapphira, his wife. They wanted to be like them too. They were in the church. They wanted the praise. They wanted the praise. They wanted the prestige. They saw this brother just brought a lot of money and everybody was praising him. And they wanted that recognition too. But you see, the demons are working on their mind. They couldn't let go of the money. So they decided to lie. And we all know the rest of the story. But what I was pointing out is, it is still the activity of those demons to make them lie. Because they will work on anybody's mind. It depends on, are you going to yield to them? Are you going to yield to the thoughts that is bombarding you? Or you are going to stand? There are some thoughts that everybody knows that this thought is evil. Yeah, there are some that are so blatantly clear that this is evil. I'm not going to do that. There are some that are very subtle. And those are the ones you have to guard against. And what are the ways to guard against some of those thoughts? I wrote 2 points down here. What will be God's reaction to this if I implement this? What will be God's reaction? Always consider that. That is, before you take any step on a thought that is coming to you, idea that comes to your mind, compare it with the scriptures. On both sides, check it properly with the scriptures. What will be God's reaction? And then the second thing you should always consider is, am I gratifying self? Because that is the greatest enemy. The greatest enemy is self. Is this thing gratifying self and not God? Because that is what idolatry. Amen? Because if whatever we are talking about, if it's, look at that of Adam and Eve. What did the devil do? He said, you will be as gods. That's why God didn't want you guys to do these things. And by the time she started thinking about it, she wanted to be as God. So now it is self she's considering. She's considering self. And that is why Christ said we have to die to self. Amen? I want you to think about it. If you don't die to self, you are going to worship self. You are going to worship yourself, which is idolatry. And you say, I want to be like Christ. Christ died to himself. That's why he said, not my will, but die and be done. He was ready to sacrifice himself to please the Father. And this is the one we want to be like. Amen? So that is the, when we say these demons are working on the mind, they are to make people sin. That's the first thing. That's their major job, is to make people sin. And Satan just uses them to make the whole world sin. Doctrines, ideas, ideologies, opinions, and by the time they sow it, people are just buying it like hotcake. And they are buying into all those ideas, but we that are saints of the Most High God, we have to renew our mind daily. And know that some of these suggestion ideas, whether sometimes just to make you fight, you may say, well, it doesn't really make me fight. Let me give you another example. Here is a story, like the story of this woman. Here is a story that, like, look at where somebody was on the first day. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm trying to make breakfast for my husband. What? Your husband can't make breakfast for himself? And you think that's just a joke. It looks like a joke. They say it's a seed that's been sown. Now the next thing is this woman will begin to think about it. That woman's husband was making breakfast for himself. How come I have to be like a slave here? The demon begins to walk on your mind. You don't care. Very soon, you begin to act on it. And when you begin to act on it, what happens? Conflict, strifing, and emotion. Those are the things that we are talking about. The demons just look around and look for anybody. You say, well, that woman that said that really didn't mean it that way. Maybe she was just joking. But you see, it comes like joke sometimes. And then if you are not guarding your heart, it becomes like an ideology. You begin to work on it and implement. Now, you know, that's why I say you should work on the second part. You should think about that thought that you are trying to implement. Is this gratifying self? Because, like that example, by the time that woman didn't say, geez, the husband should make breakfast for himself. Why should I? It's not self. It's not self. It's not self. And that is all the enemy has been using for Adam. Even for Samson's story may look like, well, how can that be self? Maybe he was so bored by this lady wanting to get this thing, dragging this story. What is the secret of your power? And according to the story, Samson became so fed up, self. So to appease the situation, he just yielded to the pressure. He yielded to the pressure and gave in. Self. It's time to, you have to keep fighting until you die. And what the apostle Paul says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, which means you must resist even unto shedding of your blood if you have to resist the devils, to resist the ideas and the opinion, to resist the thoughts that are not lined up with the word of God. Amen? And that is why the Bible, apostle Paul was giving us another example. He said, we are to what? Cast down imaginations. Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. And to take captive every thought. Because that is the weapon of the devil, is to throw thoughts into your mind. Depression. What do you think causes depression? Thoughts. Ideas. Maybe you lose your job. Very soon the demon begins to roam around and say, hey, this fellow lost his job. And they come around and say, life is bad. And very soon you are saying, oh me. And they started giving you the business. And you have to resist. And remember, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Cast your bodies upon the Lord. He will take care of you. If you don't remember those Bible verses, you delve into their thoughts and ideas and begin to feel pity for yourself until you want to end it all. The Lord will want, they ended their life by because they look at nothing is working. No job, nothing. And they want to end it up. Oh, it happens to men, it happens to women, it happens to even children. It was recorded in America, here many teenagers that are going to high school, and they are committing suicide for what purpose? Depression. Because they give in their mind to those demons. But this is the weapon that can come. First is to recognize it. Recognize the enemy, and then resist the enemy with the word of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. Speak the word of God to yourself, because when it comes to thoughts, you just say to yourself, hey, oh my soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Why do you think David was saying that? Because the soul was trying to go into depression. Then you tell your soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not all his benefits. That is some of the Bible verses you have to use. You see, delight yourself in the Lord. Psalm 37. I'm giving you some of these Bible verses you have to use to resist all of these thoughts. What do you think of worry? And even scientists, doctors will tell you that worry, if you worry too much, you can create sickness for yourself. And that's what the devils are all about. If they create worry into you, very soon they can plant sickness and disease. So that's why you don't want to worry. You have to what? Remember what the scripture says. And speak those scriptures out. You have to constantly remind yourself and speak it out, confessing the word of God. And that is how you combat the devil. Like the Bible said, the weapons of our warfare, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Amen? The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And we're going to practice one or two in a few minutes before we wrap up. But like I said, there will be a time for Bible questions and answers on Wednesday so that we can go into some more Bible verses. Here is a good Bible verse. Open, everybody open it. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And let's read it together. The book of Galatians chapter 2. Because like I said, we have to die to self, because that is one of the things that the enemy can use as an avenue. If you see somebody that is self-conscious, then they try to use, come upon the mind and begin to work on their mind. But in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, you have to tell yourself, I am already crucified with Christ. Amen? So let's say it out together. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? Now, you have to confess that you are saying to yourself, I, because if you talk about that self, you know, that self, one of the people, Eve said, well, you will be as God, and he's trying to be like God too. They say, no, I have already been crucified with Christ. That is, I am dead to self. So without you confessing it, is how you can resist that thought if it comes to you, or the idea when it comes to you. I am crucified with Christ. And let's have another one. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. I'm just giving you two Bible verses. There are many that can combat all these thoughts, ideas, suggestions. You have to look for them in the scriptures and speak them out and renew your mind daily. Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Now, if you read from the earlier verses, verse 22 and 23, it talks about love and all these attributes that are the weapons. Now in verse 24, he said, and they which are we that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Well, let's say that together. You put yourself in there, say we. And we that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Say it to yourself. And we that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Sometimes you have to quote that to yourself. Say it in the air when the thoughts are bombarding your mind. Tell yourself that we have already crucified the flesh. Because like we say, lust of the flesh is greediness. Lust of the flesh is what makes you go into all of those evil natures. But if you say, I am already crucified with Christ, then you can say, I have crucified the flesh also. With all its affections and emotions too. What are the emotions? The anger and the temperament and so on, they are emotions. The sadness that can make things go into depression. Those are emotions that you don't want to dwell in them. And when the demons come, we see anybody that has that thing, thrown to those things, they come and work on their mind to make them go deeper and deeper into depression. And that is what you want to resist by speaking the word of God and say, hey, I am already crucified with Christ, and Christ is in control of my life. I've cast all my bodies upon him. Then rejoice in the Lord. Amen? If you say you have cast your body upon the Lord, then you have to leave it there with him, and then rejoice in the Lord. Amen? We're going to wrap it up right now, because I'm going to reserve the next Wednesday. We are going to do Bible study, Bible study. But what we have talked today is what? Think about what. How is God going to react to this if I implement this thought? What will be God's reaction? The first thing, and then, am I gratifying self in this thought that is coming to me if I go and implement it? Am I gratifying myself?
Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. if you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he call being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that make us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus, and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the Word of God, to begin to read the Scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow the and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.